It's that time again. Yeah. Ya es la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención. Classes in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more. That's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit. Yeah, that means you take a loss and you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it say what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelita, oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, history is the word. It's the power hour. The learning hour. Tune in to your history. You know it ain't no mystery. Power hour. The learning hour. You know what you're doing, you're looking at how I was.
Right there. Hey, shalom, shalom. Most High Christ bless. Happy Sabbath and happy Power Hour. We're back with Officer Isakar. With me. Sorry. I didn't expect him to come back that quick.
Let's do it again.
Go ahead. Officers are up.
Soldier Eric. Okay.
So all praise to the Most High. I know Lord's will. We can't see yourself on the screen. See if I'm in the middle or something. We're back in it again.
That's right.
Last week we had Sun Husbands. We don't got enough in the Northern Kingdom to do the Spanish one, so we're doing the English again.
All praise
to the Most High. We had a lot on that topic. So we still have some videos. Cause that's a heavy topic, I'm telling you, because like I said before, we've gone through a lot of decades of absent fathers, and not necessarily because the father wanted to be absent, but because a lot of things were pushed into the community to remove the men to be leaders,
mm-hmm.
not only from the community, but also from the society that has been built. They don't want to have a black or Hispanic in leadership. Malcolm X said it a long time ago. The so-called whites, they don't have their people in sports are not their leaders.
No.
The people in show business are not their leaders. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're the only ones that have our leaderships as a football player, as a
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart speaks for us.
yeah.
Wait.
Nicki Minaj.
We got some politics. Pastors and stuff that
Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson,
yeah,
appointed.
You know what I mean? And T.D. Jakes,
and them were appointed by the white man.
Right. Those are the ones to keep us down. They're the taskmasters to keep us down. Like, oh, let's not do nothing. Let's just hold our hands and pray.
Right.
Just some stupid stuff. You know what I mean? We got to understand, I guess, what are the leadership that's going to arise in these last days are going to be the prophets of the Most High coming back into power. That's what we hear teaching the scriptures, and telling the people what they're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? Because we've been to a chaos society. We've been into a Babylonian captivity these last days that is confusion. The Babel. That's what it is. It's just confusion. There's no way to turn. They want you to express your feelings. If you feel like a turtle, be a turtle. If you feel like a woman, be a woman. If you want to feel, you know what I mean? Whatever. The other day, here in Arizona, they're trying to pass a law where they allow the teacher, to call you. Yeah, teaching the schools, the school districts, to call you whatever you want to be called. Outside what you are, like let's say you were born a male, you know, with male parts. and you want to be called a woman, or they, them, your pronouns, right? They call them that these days. You want to be a different pronoun, they have to call it, have to call you that. Well, I'm them, I'm they, I'm he, I'm she.
Got
to
Google what pronouns are.
You know what I mean? So we got to understand, we got to step up. Us men, we got to step up, learn this Bible, and teach this Bible. Give me Nehemiah 8 and 8,
sir.
Right quick. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say like this, you know, we were talking about son-husband, so now we have to bring the solutions to the people, you know, so we can combat this son-husband, this issue that's plaguing our people.
Yep. Okay, go ahead and that.
This is the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8 and verse 8. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading.
This has not happened for many years. Do you understand that? Yeah, we had like the leaderships in the 60s, 70s and stuff like that. But when we had MLK, we had Malcolm X, they weren't reading out of this Bible and giving the sense. Yes, Martin Luther King Jr. was in Christianity, but he wasn't waking up our people. He wasn't telling us that we were the Israelites, and then we're here in captivity, and we're here serving our punishment according to Deuteronomy 28. He wasn't telling us of that. He was saying that, guess what? God loves everybody. God is white. And he didn't say it, but guess what? Through this, the same teaching that they were saying, that's what they were doing. Stay there. Stay in Nehemiah, and let's finish it up. Pay attention. Nehemiah 8 and 8. So we got to understand what we're doing in these last days. Go ahead and finish it.
This is the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8 and verse 8. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading.
These last days, we're going to see it, and guess what? We're going to cause people to understand, oh, that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. What do they call now, woke? They're going to be woken through the scriptures. They're going to be woken through something other than that. They're going to be woken through the scriptures. They're going to see the scriptures and say, you know what? That's right. We are the people of the Bible.
That's right.
We do have to roll a different way.
Right.
We are set apart. These scriptures are here for us to wake up and understand that, guess what? We can't roll like every other nation in the world. That's not our duty. You know what I mean? So this is why we have to diagnose our problems in the community and fix them. We have to fix them, right? Go ahead and play that right there. This woman talking right here, because this is a big point right here. This is what the women, the feminist movement, is trying to do in these last days. Go ahead. You know, sound. Start it all over. There you go.
Do you think that women should carry leadership positions?
No.
Why not?
The answer is not why not. The answer is why would they?
Yeah.
Don't say why not. What is one benefit of women being in leadership positions? There's no benefit.
But women are advocating for equal.
Women who are not smart are advocating for equal.
Why you say that?
Smart women are not doing that. Because women, and this is why we can't be trusted, honestly.
Because women can't be trusted.
Women cannot be trusted. We need rules. We need guidelines. We need a procedure. Don't just give us space talking about go be a leader. That's probably the worst thing you could do for a woman. It's just too much. It's just too much. We can't handle that. So my thing is, women just hear, I want to be the leader. And all they think about is the glamorous part of it.
Yeah.
Not understanding when things go bad, the leader go down with the ship. The captain go down with the ship. So women, the reason why women can't be trusted as leaders is because they only want the fun parts of leadership.
Yeah.
They want the attention. It's really a desire for adoration. They want the adoration of being the leader, but they don't want the consequence of it's your fault when this go left.
Hey,
that's the part they don't want.
Right in the beginning, she said, women, they can't be a leader, right? And so she said that women need regulations, right? They need rules to go by, right? Can you get Titus 2 real quick? They need rules and regulations to go by, because they can't, if you really listen to her, she's saying that they're emotional, right? They always want to have fun, right? Do what they want to do, right? But if they have that regulation, which is the Bible, right? The rules, if they follow that, then they can operate better. Women can. But guess what? right now in the world, women can't, they can't operate without this Bible. You know, you see it right now. Look at our people, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about son husbands, right? You got single mothers treating their young sons as husbands, right? Read that, Titus 2 and 3.
This is the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 3. The aged woman likewise, they be in behavior as becometh holiness.
The aged woman, once they learn this Bible, their behavior is going to change. They're going to become holiness, right? A holiness keeping God's laws, right? They're going to understand how to treat their husband, treat their kids, their children, also teach the other woman that's in the body, right? How they're supposed to act around other men. That's what this Bible teaches our people, and we need it, Reed.
Not false accusers.
Uh-huh.
Not given to much wine.
Uh-huh.
Teachers of good things.
Teachers of good things. Teachers of good things, right? Teaching their sons to make sure they keep God's laws, right? And when they turn 18 or so, push them out of the house so they can be able to grow on their own, right, and keep God's commandments so they can become men, right, Reed?
Verse 4. That they may teach the young women to be sober,
mm-hmm.
to love their husbands, to love their children.
And you see that now. They're not doing that, right? You always talking about the feminism coming in, right, being independent. They don't love black men, Hispanic men. They don't love us, right? They want to focus on them and then focus on the white man, right? That's all they do. But go ahead. You have
verse. No, read that again.
Verse 4. That they may teach the young women to be sober.
That, as the proverb says, as a mother is, so is a daughter. So all these women, whether you like it or not, you're going to be teaching the women what you're doing now. So that if that evil spirit and that mindset is happening now, that's what you're doing. You're teaching. And when the more it becomes common, the only thing that's going to stop that is these scriptures.
That's right.
That's the only thing that's going to stop this mindset of the son husbands raising effeminate men and boys. That's the only thing that's going to stop it is these scriptures. Because we have to go back to our foundation, which is the biblical sense and understanding.
Bring it out.
Play a video.
Go ahead.
Find that masculine men, you almost have to force them to not blame themselves. Masculine men blame themselves for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? When some go left, he's going to be like, that was me. And you're like, it really wasn't you. He's going to take the blame. Women don't go that way. They want to lead, and then when they go left, say, but it wasn't me. No, it was you because you're a leader.
Ladies, I know y'all are going to.
That's good. Right there. We got to understand that she was on point. What she said, when men take leadership problems, they understand that guess what? Hey, at the end of the day, I can't make excuses of this guy didn't do this, that guy didn't do this. What happened here is my fault.
Hey, you know, it's crazy. You know, we already know that women can't really take accountability, right? And so when you think about it, the laws, right, there's always a repercussion, right? A judgment come from it, right, if we break the God's commandments, right? Most men, we always hold accountability, right? So it's letting you know that all a woman got to do is just follow the man, right? Follow the man and, you know, just chill and do what he says. And then guess what? It's kind of helping you with your natural role of what? Not taking the accountability,
nothing
right?
Falls on them.
Right. It's just easier for them to just follow the husband.
They don't agree with that, though.
Right. It's easier for you to do that. Go ahead.
But when we as men step up on our role and we understand this Bible and say, you know what? I got bigger responsibilities. Now, I'm not even talking about the point of raising the family and being there for the family, but the nation.
Yeah.
Understanding that, guess what? Everything that I'm doing in my household not only represents what I'm doing, but also is teaching other families to do the same.
Hey, officer. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, there's a saying about leaders. It says, like, a leader is going to take more blame than he does credit in mm-hmm. any situation.
Yep. Because at the end of the day, when you teach those things, people could be running certain, they might think they're doing right mm-hmm. by their kids or in their household. They go visit your house like, oh, snap. Look at the way he runs his house. Mm-hmm. Look at the way his wife's running, doing. Look at his. And they're like, whoa, I need to make some changes. Uh-huh. Like, he looks at an example, a good example, and he doesn't think like, wow, this guy, like, just do it his way or whatever. He right. says, like, you know what? That's a better way.
Right.
I like the situation. Where did he get this from? So he's going to open to understand that, guess what? I'm doing the what the Bible has said, has always said, what we're supposed to be doing.
All praises. It's so, like when one of the officers came to my house one time. So I had the, you know, the 12 tribe sign, the Black Christ framed. It says Israel on my wall. I got pictures of all of us everywhere. So when he walked in my house, he was like, "Wow, man, I need to make my house more spiritual like that." You know what I mean? Same thing. Like
every little thing that you do in your household, that you know that this is not a part-time gig. Right. You're not doing a part-time Christian church, right, Sunday school, playing games, playing with God. This is something that you're doing 24/7 with your family, yourself, your spirit, you know what I mean? And everything that you're going to have problems, but you know your solutions are always going to come from the scriptures. That's the thing.
Yes, sir.
You know? Let's drop that one. I heard myself echo.
I did too.
Give me what you got right now. I saw one.
The article. I don't
know. Give me the article. Give me the
Stop treating your sons like your
husband. That one.
All right, this is Single Mom Defined. Stop treating your son like your husband. December 9th, 2022.
So this is recently. This is this is very recently. Because this spirit is what? Manifesting to the surface more evidence than it was before.
Yeah. Ever since he was a small child, my oldest son has been a little gentleman trying to care for me. He always opened doors, offered to assist with whatever tasks were occupying my attention, and checking my emotions if he sensed even a hint of anything other than happiness. Okay. One day, I asked him to watch his brothers while I took a call in another room for roughly 30 minutes. I came back to hear him yelling at his little brothers to clean up their mess before he had to spank them. What? I quickly informed him that he cannot talk to his brothers like that. Shocked by the fact he was trying to parent and exert his power at the age of 10. By this time, I lost track of the number of times I asked him to keep an eye on his brothers, carry in the groceries, take out the trash, vacuum the living room, or even help me assemble the furniture. I honestly had no idea that the moment I said, "Can you help me with this? Your dad's not here anymore," I unknowingly placed an invisible cape of responsibility on my child. I was distracted by my problems following my divorce from his father that I did not see the subtle shift in the dynamic of our relationship. What was once a sweet boy's natural desire to help his mother become an unconscious obligation, it took me some time to realize that my young prince was trying to fill the shoes of a king. I couldn't help but examine how I made him feel this way. It's fine for him to help out, but it's not okay if the responsibilities negatively impact his physical or mental health, schoolwork, or friendships.
Wow. You understand that. Yeah. You know what? That your oldest son may have to be the man of the house, but he's not your man.
All right.
You understand that? Your relationship from you and your son should be you and your son, not you and a soulmate. You know what I mean? So you're still going to be the parent, but you're going to have the father figure in his life. You know what I mean? Anytime a father leaves your house, you see it in a movie, and so they say, "Hey, you're the man in the house now." Meaning you're going to take the responsibility. So just like I was going to protect and do these things or check on, you know what I mean? You understand that there's certain brothers that have the spirit that are going to be looking over the flock, protecting the flock, looking at the spirit of any type of spirit to try to come in and destroy the body, whether it be a doctrine or whether it be a physical. He's going to be alert at all times.
That natural born leader has some leader instincts and characteristics.
And you see it in brothers too. You know who those people are.
Right. And that should be it. But you gotta understand that, guess what? I'm not gonna be here for my mom's not gonna be here for me all my life, and I'm not gonna be here for her all her life. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now you gotta take care of when they cannot take care of themselves. You gotta make sure they're going well taken care of or whatever. But your relationships of getting married or having kids shouldn't stop you from doing what you have to do biblically. Right. You know what I mean? As the scripture says that we have to multiply. Guess what? You're gonna have to get married. You know what I mean? because we're gonna get an article right now. What Kevin Samuel was talking to a young man, what he's doing, right? Go ahead.
Society conditions compel young boys to care for their single mothers, and children naturally want to please us. When one member of the family is absent, another one steps into their place. However, when we blur the lines of a parent-child relationship and accept a role reversal, it can create an unhealthy dependence. How many times have you heard someone say things like, take care of your mom, you're the man in the house, or something I even said far more than I realized, you're in charge. So right there, letting you know that it creates a dependence right there. Yeah. So then, you always got the mama's boys, right? Yeah. To where the boys don't want to leave the house, things like that. That plays a role. So you got to be, so especially if you're a single mom right now in Israel, make sure you be careful how you're raising your son, right? You have to be careful. Make sure you always having a man around because it's very needed. You see it right here.
And you single woman, not to say you can't get married again, but you got to use that wisdom. Guess what? If I go out with a man, is this man going to be potentially coming, be married and be a father to these child? Or am I going to look or seem that I'm just hoeing around? I'm just sleeping with men, doing one night when I stand, like the kid's going to ask, who's that? Oh, don't worry about that man. You know what I mean? He's just here for a little bit. He's just my sugar daddy. He's just paying the bills. Well, how's he paying the bills and what you doing for him? They're gonna realize what you're doing.
Yeah, they put it together.
You know what I mean? So if you messed up, let's say you did mess up your first daddy. It was a bang and dismiss baby daddy situation where he got the dimp, was it whatever happened to seduce you to get you to sleep with them, and now you have a baby. That's what you got. You a woman got to wake up and say, you know what? I can't do that no more. Now I got a child. Now he's I have to be an example. I can't be doing that. I got to fix myself first. I got to see how I'm supposed to be as a woman or a godly woman and get myself together because I wasn't taught that. But now I got to go. You're going to do the same thing over and over. And you're going to be that woman. You know what I mean?
Three baby daddies.
Yeah. Or four or five.
With different kids from all of them.
I mean, it was a joke. Remember that movie, Don't Be a Menace? Mm-hmm. It was a joke, but that... We're taking that from the hood. That one, that woman, what did you say?
Chinese one, a black one, a white one. What do you say to the nice man?
What do you say?
Who's your dad? Are you my daddy?
Are you my daddy? Are you my daddy? You know what I mean?
Hey, can you give me a Ciroc 4 and 10? Ciroc 4 and 10, right? Let's pick back off what Officer Issachar said, right? Because this is something that you single mothers, right? You single mothers that have kids, this is something that you would want to look for in the man that you're proving, right? Ciroc 4 and 10.
This is the book of Ciroc, chapter 4 and verse 10. Be as a father unto the fatherless, and instead of an husband unto their mother.
So whoever you proving, sisters, whoever you proving, you got to make sure that man, he's stepping in and trying to show a good role, a role model, be a good mentor to your kids, right? So it says, be as a father unto the fatherless, read.
And instead of a husband unto their mother.
Uh-huh.
So shalt thou be as the Son of the Most High, and he shall love thee more than thy mother doth.
Hey, so if those kids love you more than the mother does, the mother is going to appreciate that. You got to think about it, right? Because if you win the kids over, you kind of win the mom over, right?
Yep.
Because that's what the moms want. They want to they want the kids to be loved as well, right? Because you can kind of see it because some moms, they don't want to bring certain men around because of their kids, right?
Right.
That happens all the time.
Yep.
Go ahead.
If you got to, and then this goes back to the kids, too. If you kids know that these are your parents or your mother or father, you got to understand and name this truth, man, you got to count yourself blessed.
Right.
Okay, that the Most High said, you know what, my parents were not fit to teach me these commandments, but it's for these people, and they're bringing it down to me. So all praise to the Most High for the being in this truth. When you men step up and understand that you have to take that responsibility, I'm going to teach these children, these kids, the scripture. I see that there's an absent father there. Of course, and I want to marry this person, and I'm going to marry him. All these things that you're doing. And guess what? You got to think of it long term. This is something that you, as a person, has to look at long term. It ain't no temporary thing.
It's investment, future investment, right?
You're not only restoring into these young men or women or whatever, but you're investing in the nation.
A lineage, right? Mm-hmm. Your kid, like the things you do right now today can affect your kids. It's going to affect that.
Yes,
and not only that, because you affect the nation.
Right.
It's more important because what kind of leaders are they going to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Are they going to be a backroom sitting, quiet leader? Or are they going to be up front, an alpha, being up front, teaching the nation, building up other men's? Because I've seen them two ways where a man has an absent father, and they become real feminine, quiet in the backroom. And then one, guess what? I go through a lot of mistakes because my father wasn't there. So now I got to what? Now I got to tell these people, hey, I made these mistakes. I was in the streets. I was doing all these things. I didn't have a father, so I made that excuse. Now you can't make that excuse. Now I'm telling you, hey, you guys can't do you can't do this. If you do that, this is going to happen because I made all the mistakes. You know what I mean? Now you can't make those mistakes because I'm here. Is there somebody here to tell you otherwise? Any more on that article?
Yeah.
Through that middle part.
Let me read some of the signs. Yeah. Some signs that your son may be taking on responsibilities of a partner. You talk to your son about financial issues. You rely on your son for emotional support. You allow your son to tell you what he is going to do. Your son forgoes plans with his friends to be with you. Hey, please don't go out tonight with the boys.
Hell no.
Just
want
to hang out with your mom?
Right. Your son meditates conflict between you and their father.
Oh, you know what? Let me hold that one, the one you said earlier. She'll do something like, oh, baby, I'm not feeling good. I don't know. Can you stay here and just, you know.
Just watch over baby.
Like, she probably feeling good, but she said, you know what? I know he's going to go out there. They're going to have a good time. He, you know, they're going to go out. Look for women. He might find one somebody. Let me keep him away from that because I know they're trying to get him to get married. They're trying to get him to find somebody. You know what I mean? I'm scared. You know, her fear falls.
Whatever it is, it's away from her.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Her fear falls that she's gonna be left alone, and she don't want to she don't want another man to be leader in her house. She wants to be the man of the house.
Right.
So guess what? She said, you know what? Let me protect my investment that I've been building this boy to be my son's husband. Right.
Your son meditates conflicts between you and their father, right? That's a lot of jealousy, right?
Yeah.
You see that sometimes. You confide in your son about your romantic relationship.
It's weird.
Your son takes on financial responsibility for you or your home. We see that a lot. You see that a lot with older, or like some of the 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, you know, paying partial rent just to help out with bills, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of understand it, but you know that plays a part in it.
It does.
Your son asks questions about where you are going and what you are doing. Like, hey.
Boy, Mom, where you going? Let me ask my mama that.
And, you know, some people make a joke about that these days. Like, you know, sometimes I see little TikToks and reels where people be like, when I call my mama and she don't answer, like, no, you don't even joke about that type of stuff because it could lead to those behaviors.
Right.
Give me the video right there where she why women son husbands can't take serious the Milo Keane, the one with the his son's paying pumping gas for her.
And you know it's kind of crazy too because when we just read this article, it lets you know that this is some of the stuff that women do with their sons. You know, it comes second nature in a way, is embedded in them to where, you know, those are traits of being a son husband. So you got to actually change those daily things that you do.
Not agree. I was coming up, and my mama called me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't allowed to say, what? Better be footsteps.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
right.
A whole different thing nowadays. So.
Go ahead and play that.
If your son ain't coming to fill up your tank every week, hey, don't even come with me because y'all already know what my standards is because that's how I raise my kids. So anyway, my son fills up my car every week. Every week. He filled my car up. So just so y'all know, that's why my standards be so high, because I raised my kids to do right by their women.
Hell no.
Thank you, son. So yeah, my son actually fills my car. I've been meaning to make this real for a minute. I just be forgetting. But he does fill my car up every Sunday. Y'all have a good day and be great, man.
Wow.
You see the face you
made. And he said the end she rolled her eyes.
Yeah, the
right?
face she made at the end.
It was
great,
all
man.
Sarcastic.
It was
all
sarcasm.
Bro, I'm telling you,
she raised her son to be what she want, her own husband.
And I talked
to married.
I talked about
it. Just ain't having sex.
Yeah. I talked about this last week, I think, where we had a situation where I had acquaintance of mine. His daughter was dating a son. Her daughter was dating her boyfriend, and her mother, his mother,
like, my cousin's auntie's grandma's cousin's
her
emotional
her daughter's boyfriend. It's weird. It's
Who
weird
is
to
her?
Think.
Who
it's
is
weird.
Her?
It's weird. Her boyfriend
is the friend's daughter.
My acquaintance
is your acquaintance, or she or he?
No, it don't matter. My acquaintance. But the man, anyways.
Bruh.
My acquaintance. Stop. Anyways, the mother of the boy that dated his daughter. Okay, I say that. Okay, keep it simple. She came and visit, and they saw her, right? He saw her, right? And she saw the nails, right? The jewelry, the five eye watch. You know, we all watching them. You already looking nice. She had an eye watch on. I know what that costs. You know what I mean? You got the nails, the hair did. Mm-hmm. You got the name brand clothing. You know what I mean? So you know, ching 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 ching. We men, we look at that, we see that. Mm-hmm. And he saw that, and he asked his wife, "Hey, did you see it? Did you see that?" I said, "See what? Oh, she was real nice. What?" Her son could not. Oh, he didn't have a car. His daughter had a driver everywhere, and then he asked him, "Why don't you have a car?" I can't afford right now. And I was like, he goes, he paid bills in the house. He gave his mom money to do these things. How often your mom does her nails? Once a week.
And he paid for it.
I was like, bro, you need to stop that. Oh, and his son and his brother did that too. I said, y'all need to stop that. You need a car. Guess what? Within 2 months, he got a car.
Stop paying for her nails?
Yeah. Stop paying for all that. Nuh-uh, mom. You mean? That's why you got to separate. You gotta cut the umbilical cord. That umbilical cord is costing you money.
Even the scriptures say, "Shall leave thy father."
You know what I mean? Yes, so it's like, what? Because he saw that, and he saw that from out. The woman didn't see that. That's the point that I'm talking about. The men saw it. They said, "Wait a minute, there's something going on here. Why is he not can't afford it? He's working full time."
Right.
You know what I mean? He might be paying bills, or he's living under his mom, whatever. But if all these boys are paying the rent. What's she doing? She's not working.
She don't do nothing.
There's a red light. She got to get money from somewhere.
Right.
There's a sugar daddy somewhere, or the boys are paying for it.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what we see that. We see that right here. I raised my son. No, my mother and my father never raised me to pay them. They'll help me out.
Right.
But they would help me to move out and be independent.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could tell her standards too by the way she was dressed.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. There's some parents. The one that you will never take a dollar from their kids because they're just like, no, I will never, because I'm supposed to be taking care of you.
Right.
You will never, you know what I mean, until their old age, you know what I mean?
I don't think I've ever gotten any money from my kid, ever.
Yeah.
For what?
That'd be Judah. They'd be charging their church and to stay with them. Okay.
Yeah,
they do.
I hear you.
Because Issachar could stay there if they want to.
give me the one with the Kevin Samuels. The Kevin Samuels and the lady, because she's starting to pretty much take Kevin Samuels' video and say some things. But listen what the woman says.
She's making videos?
No, Kevin Samuels had a video, mm-hmm. but she was trying to pretty much make excuses for the boy.
Oh, okay.
And Kevin Samuels trying to get this young man right. And he asked the right questions. Kevin Samuels, if you understand, have you ever seen him, he asked the right questions for right reasons. What situation, financial, because they're calling up Kevin Samuels for advice, mm-hmm. What should I do in this situation? What thing is? And they might be blindsided for one side. They might be like, well, I'm trying to get myself together, but you over there trying to be a son husband, and you're not even looking at that. And he's trying to correct those things. You know what I mean? But here comes a finish. Please play it.
Hello,
Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. Brian here.
How old are you?
36.
Okay, so you're a year over. What do we got? What's the question?
Wait,
stop. 36 years old. 36. This guy's almost 40. Mm-hmm. I'm 39, so I already know. Like, as a man, you see another man, you're already thinking 100 miles where he should be at this point of life.
Right.
You're already thinking, right? Right. Let's go ahead and play.
I guess I just don't know where I'm at. As part, I guess, is my SMD. I make $150,000. I'm an only child raised by a single mom. I'm paying for mom's condo right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, you go on dating apps, you get nothing. And I go out to the mall. I feel like I got some style.
Let me stop you right here. I'm telling you, the way you're coming across already is beta. What woman wants to date a man who's paying his mom's condo?
She's 65. She don't have any money. What am I supposed to do?
That's not what I asked. Now, is it? Look.
From a woman's perspective, if you are looking at somebody you potentially want to date, it is a strike against you if you come off as you are the financial support for another family member. That's going to cause some issues and rifts within the relationship, and a lot of women are not going to want to deal with that. I don't necessarily think that it's going to make you a beta male, but it is going to take resources away from our relationship. If you and your mom have that tie between you, I can guarantee you she's probably going to be in the relationship. She's going to be a topic of discussion a lot more than a woman would want her to be. This part where he's talking about how he makes this amount of money, he goes to the mall, he feels like he's got some style. I'm just wondering why that was one of the first things he brought up. If you're a male, maybe you can kind of give me some clarity on that. I don't know what his fashion sense would have to do with being able to secure a woman for a long-term relationship. So if you could help me decipher what he meant, that would be helpful.
You need to understand something. Just when I ask these women these questions, they have that same feeling too. What are you supposed to do? Live like you're living. I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm telling you, you're not coming across as a man who's at 36 who's living for him.
Well, I mean, the paper's already dried, so I don't know what else to do right now.
The question I asked was a fair question. What woman would want to date a man? Well, you know the answer. You're in a rock between a hard place because your mom mismanaged her life. So now you're stuck with her.
The scenario was she had some cash, so she put the down payment down, but I had the income, so I co-signed on her loan.
Where's her husband?
I don't know my father.
Okay. Your mom mismanaged her life, so now you're stuck with it.
Go ahead.
That's definitely going to hurt to hear that your mom mismanaged her life. Maybe she wasn't the best at planning her life. Maybe there were some unforeseen circumstances that happened and caused her to have to depend on her son as a means of supporting herself. However, I think his delivery is a little harsh.
Stop. This is why when women get into there, they get into their emotionals. The man has to be telling them straight up. They got to tell them straight up. Now, guess what? By all means, I do not expect you not to take care of your mom if your mom's out in the street or if your mom needs a place, whatever, temporary. You know what? You're going to help her out, but this ain't going to be permanent and forever. It's ain't gonna be something like, you know, hey, you know what? I'm gonna get you back on your feet, get you a job, get you everything that you need. If she's single, whatever, I'm gonna help you out. You know what I mean? I'm gonna help my mom out. You know what I mean? But I'm not gonna be like, mom, you ain't gotta worry about nothing. I'm gonna pay you for the rest of your. Now it's different if it, guess what? You a multi-billionaire.
Right.
Like, mom, you took care of us. I know you took care of us. Don't ever worry about nothing.
I got this condo. You just live there.
You just live there. Yeah, right. That's right. Different. That's a hundred. Right. That's a. But us in the real world, right. That's like a very small percentage.
Right. They coming to the house.
You know what I mean? That's a very small percentage of multi-billion or millionaires. You know what I mean? So we live in check to check. Mom, I got to take care of my own things. You mean I can't afford your place and my place and this? I can't tell them to go to my wife. Oh, we can't go out to eat because I had to pay my mom's rent.
Right.
Boy, you better get out of here with that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this sister right here, that's why when a man has to talk to another man, we're not gonna give you a back rub.
Right.
We're gonna tell you how it is and the way it is. This is how you come to me to fix some issues and fix things. And guess what? I'm going to tell you straight up what I see, and you're going to have to fix them. Now, whatever you make your decision, that's going to be your decision. But I'm going to tell you what it is. And a woman's going to be like, oh, well, that's harsh. Well, that's mean. No, he's painting the picture, the what he's looking at.
And he paints the picture also by asking where was the husband, right?
Yeah.
And then the father, right? Because he said he didn't know the father, right? So Kevin said that she mismanaged her life, right? It was her picking the wrong man, supposedly the wrong man in the beginning that she laid down with. She opened her legs to him, right? And so what if the dude had went to prison? She mismanaged. She chose the wrong person, right?
Yeah.
What if he died? You know, unforeseen circumstances, right? But the dude could have had life insurance, right?
Social Security or something.
So there's things where, a place where, like Kevin Samuels said, that you got to take the accountability, right? You know, those are things that need to be brought up in the beginning. Like, you know, like even with proving, right?
Yep.
Those are certain things that need to be coming up, right? Make sure everyone has their dealings in order. You know, if certain situations occur, you know, you need to have a backup plan for it, right?
Yep.
So when you have those things set in place, then that's where you kind of managing your life the correct way and not being mismanaged, right? Your life's not mismanaged, whatever.
Yep. You know what I mean? And this is the thing, too, in the lifestyle, because a condo is something you purchase, like a house, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like a rental place, whatever. Mm-hmm. Something you may commit. When you co-sign for somebody, that's a commitment. That's going to go on your credit.
Right.
So guess what? You done lived your life. If you can't, at this point, you can't afford a house right there, guess what? You're going to have to do an apartment. You're going to have to go
assisted
something.
Living or something.
Something's going to have to go. Guess what? If your standards are up here, guess what? Nah, you ain't messing my future, but I'm going to have to deal with your past.
You got to have your kids co-sign for you to get a place, right?
Yep.
Like, as a parent, you know, you shouldn't want that.
It should be the opposite way.
You shouldn't want that for your kids. You shouldn't want no money from your kids.
Right.
Now, they start that cosign thing from a young age when they open the bills in your name, credit cards in your name. So they start that early, mm-hmm. which it's messed up, but that's the truth of the reality.
That's our people, though.
Yeah, that's why when you're 18, you already got bad credit already. I got bad credit already because you owe your electricity bill for 30 years.
I bought a house at 24 here in Arizona.
Okay.
When I got ready to buy my house in California, which I hadn't been since I was 17, I had a whole two apartment complexes, electric bills, where my brother and my mom had used my name for.
Wow.
And so I had to clean all that up before I could. Yeah, man.
Wow.
So you in the spirit. So just
go ahead and play and see what this lady say.
Simply because you're talking about somebody's mother. You're saying, now you're stuck with her. A lot of Eastern cultures really kind of expect.
Stop. See, this is where it is too right here. You got to understand that we're not about Eastern culture. We are talking about the scriptures. We're talking about our people.
That's right.
We ain't looking at other nations for nothing. We're looking at the trouble in our community, our people. You mean that's what we're looking at? We're correcting those things, how we're supposed to be according to our God.
That's right.
You understand? So y'all got to pick up on these things, read or play.
You to pay your dues to your parents once you move out of the house and you secure a good job. They kind of expect you to take care of your parents and carry them along in their old age because they feel like, okay, we invested in you and now it's your turn to return the favor. So I think that's really a Western way of thinking for you to, how we always think that when our parents need our help in their old age, it's kind of like a burden. It's really sad that we think that way, but at the same time, that's the reality of how we think. And there are some drawbacks to having to be the sole provider for your parent. So I can definitely understand both sides of that. I do think that we owe our parents. They brought us into the world. Most of the time they've raised us and put in resources and time and nurtured us. And yeah, we should be able to do certain things for them. I truly do believe that. But to say that, oh, yeah.
Okay, let's fast forward to Kevin Samuel. I'm sorry. I'll take somewhere else.
And let me get a scripture real quick first. About what she was saying. Sirach chapter 3, verse 12. Actually, it started at 11.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 3, and verse 11. For the glory of a man is from the honor of his father, mm-hmm. and a mother in dishonor is a reproach to the children.
So we're not saying that, you know, we're not supposed to honor our parents, right? Because the scripture said that, honor your parents, right, Reed?
Verse 12, my son, help thy father in his age, and grieve him not as long as he liveth.
So we understand that when our parents get old and age, we have to help them, right? You know, we're supposed to make sure we take care of them, right? But to where the extent to where he's saying that the mother should have made different plans to where that she wouldn't have to do that. And that, like, she should have had maybe a career working, you know, have retirement, things like that. What if her mama, what if the mama wasn't working, like, for, you know, like, a certain amount of time and then blew the retirement, things like that? Those things that you have to consider, Barit.
Verse 13, and if his understanding fail, have patience with him, and despise him not when thou art in thy full strength.
Uh-huh,
Kiri. For the relieving of thy father shall not be forgotten, and instead of sins it shall be added to build thee up. In the day of thine affliction it shall be remembered. Thy sins also shall melt away as the ice in the warm fair weather.
So whenever you do this, make sure when you're taking care of your parents, right, your sins melt away, Reed.
Verse 16, he that forsaketh his father is a blasphemer, and he that angereth his mother is cursed of God.
So we understand that, you know, that when the parents get old in age, you know, we help them out. But like to where what Kevin Samuels was saying, it was true. It was true. She mismanaged her life. You never know what could have happened, right, because she could have blew retirement, things like that, like I had mentioned already before. But go ahead. No, go ahead. You had something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Keep reading?
No, yeah, no, yeah. No. Yeah, no, I got that. Proverbs 30:22. Yeah. And there's actually, and that, we always talk about the single parents, but there's still some male that their mother does remarry, and they're still got that spirit on them, so they stay there. But knowing that they're remarried, and it's just, well, I still got to be here with my mom because I know he's my stepdad, but I'm still married to her. You know what I mean? Kind of like that's in the back of their mind.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, and verse 22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children.
So this is something that you're doing. You're leaving not only to the children, but the children's children. It's a forward. You're passing it forward. They're not trying to take care of you. You know? Go ahead and finish it.
And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
So when you men and women are doing everything, you're looking at the future of not only you, but of the nation and of your kids' kids. That's why it's very important. So you're stuck in this situation. Guess what, mom? Guess what? You out the way out the door. Now I'm not gonna let you sleep by the door on there, but we're gonna get you back on your feet.
Right.
You mean situation? Unless your mom's not a tomato or something like that, and you gotta take care of her. You can afford her to be in
living
assistant or right. the old home. You know what I mean?
And she's only 65 too.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think she could still. There's lots of people that work still at 65.
Well,
especially
like
our people.
He sound like Eden Mike.
He do sound like Eden
Mike. His heart dried out.
Right. Raising. Damn, bro. All right. Go ahead and play.
And it only takes a second.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's not what this show is really for. But see, this is what happens when guys become son husbands. No different than come mother daughter scenario. Mothers end up ruining their kids' lives because they ruin their own life. You're 36 making 100. You should be living your own life. But the question I ask is, what woman would want to step into this scenario? And you got offended because you know they wouldn't. And the energy in which you're walking around, the way you're talking, I could pick up that you're not living your life on your own. And I don't envy your position because you care about your mother, you love your mother, but the world still is what it is.
Because it's a big red flag to hate your mother, isn't it?
I hate your mother. See, this is what I mean. Hate your mother. If you died, what would happen? You died tomorrow. If you got coronavirus and was gone by Christmas, what would happen to your mother? What do you think would happen?
She would get my life insurance.
Damn. God damn. Hey, put pause. I got a scripture that hit me in my mind because you got to understand there. It's, you got to understand the word hate. You really have to understand the word hate. Give me Matthew. Is it Matthew 10?
10 at 34.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
You already know what it is.
Yes, sir, you're in
the
spirit.
And we're talking about coming into the scriptures and obeying the scriptures, obeying the things that God says to do. Now, if your mom is in the scriptures and she is obeying and keeping the commandments, and you keeping the commandments, guess what? You are both going to be what? One mind, one accord on the scriptures. The scripture is going to be one mind, one accord. You ain't going to go two different ways. So give me give me 34.
This is the book of Matthew, chapter 10 and verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
So you're going to, when you start keeping the commandments, when you start doing what God says and getting yourself in order, guess what? You're going to come against everybody else that's not on page with the Most High.
Right.
And this is why I say is hate in the Bible, right? And what it's being used for, right? Go ahead and read
verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
So we're not saying to hate your family, but we're saying if they come against you in the scriptures and obeying God's commandments and being a man, as the scripture says, guess what you're doing? You're hating God. You know what I mean? Amen. You better be on the page of hating your mother before you hating your heavenly father, right? Read.
And you know what's?
Go ahead.
He's gonna finish the scripture.
No, go ahead.
You know it's kind of crazy too that God's mindset. He has it in his mind to where if he doesn't pay for her rent, he hates her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So where did that come? Where does hate come from? Not paying rent. Where did that come from? Is that embedded into him to where that the mom is probably brainwashing him maybe to pay the rent? You saying that you hate me? Who knows? But that's not showing hatred at all.
Because he did say it's looked down upon to hate your mom.
I mean,
but he makes it sound like if he don't pay her rent that he hates her. But you're right. That mindset is.
Yeah,
so it comes from somewhere.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm thinking, and it could be different, but I'm thinking if you're in your own place, because he didn't say he was living with her, but she's in her own place, in the condo, she's living life. She's going to the store. It's not only the rent or the apartment.
Oh, it's probably electric.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She out there in the malls doing her thing, living her life. He probably ain't even working. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I'm thinking, you know what I mean? Because if that situation would have been like, oh, she's older, she's not doing whatever,
right,
she's going to be living in the house with them, or you're going to be in a old home.
And that's going to cause problems because mama probably got an allowance and everything.
Yep.
And not only that, he maintained two households.
Yeah.
100. It didn't sound like he lived with her, so he lived in his own house and he pays for her.
Yeah, 150. Well. 150, you know what I mean? And if he was raised by her and she got that lifestyle, he got that lifestyle too. You know what I mean? He out there spending that check.
Yeah, that 150 going quick, boy.
Yep. Go ahead, play.
And then what would happen?
I guess she'd cry for a bit, but.
You think she jumping the casket with you?
Well, I mean, I have to
That's not what it has.
No.
She figured it out.
On another note, it sounds like this guy has a little bit of resentment towards his mom. Why is he talking about what he's thrown in her face before? That came out of nowhere. That was involuntary information. We didn't need to know that. I mean, just answer the question. Clearly, dude has some hurt that he's dealing with when it comes to his mom, and he maybe doesn't necessarily want to be in that position. A lot of men who grow up in single-parent households, they do, in a way, end up resenting their mom, because as a single mom or as a mother who...
That's where the killers have you. I can't listen to this.
Thank you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Give the black woman.
Right there.
Give the black woman.
We do not listen to black women.
I couldn't find this.
So, unfortunately, I'm going to give you some hardcore advice. You didn't know your father? Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
Ma won't tell me the truth, I guess.
He won't tell you the truth? His name's not on your birth certificate?
Social media.
It is. He did sign the
birth. What do you mean she won't tell you the truth? You know his name.
Fine.
I guess I never pursued it that hard.
Thank you. You need therapy, man. You need therapy. Therapy.
That's right.
Yes,
because you're okay. You're 36.
It's not practical advice. It's just telling you to, like, not think wrong. But, I mean, objective reality exists, right? I
mean, what do you mean it's not practical advice? What are you talking about?
The CBT.
CBT, what is that?
Cognitive behavioral therapy and going to therapy and bad thinking patterns and all. You're jumping to conclusions and there's a list of them.
So you don't think you need therapy?
Oh, no, for sure. And I have.
What?
You can tell.
You've got Kevin Savage speechless.
Why can't you hold your mother? Okay, let's go down this path. You're 36. You've never found your father?
No.
Why?
I just felt like it's just, if he wasn't there for 36 years, why bother now? And then
maybe
I would
because he didn't. Why not find out?
Probably his mama.
If your mother could do this to you, what the fuck do you think she could do to a man?
No, I know.
Emotion!
Okay, guy, I'm just being honest. You're being a pussy.
Bring it out.
And you're sitting around letting your mother make you feel guilty. That's what I said. This is why I said long before, guys, you guys need to start holding your mothers accountable, forgiving your fathers, forgiving yourself, and get on with your life. But you want to believe your mother's bullshit. What was her?
I have a pretty...
Stop. Oh, praises. Hey, Kevin Samuel, I'm telling you, man, that brother told you straight.
They killed him, too.
Yeah, he was raising up men to be men. Mm. I'm not saying our brother is 100%, and he
it wasn't biblical or nothing. But the brother speak the truth.
The brother tell the truth. He knew what a man's supposed to be at, and he saw through the BS and these men, and guess what? Told him straight.
I think he was raised by his mama.
Yeah, probably was.
Mm-hmm. I think he was.
I think he probably was.
He said he was. He was raised by his mom.
Yeah. So he had to step up and say, guess what?
It's possible to be raised from a single mama and then grow up to being, you know, have masculine characteristics like him.
I'm being a wuss, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? He probably got in a situation where he was getting laughed at or something was going on. He said, wait a minute.
I need to change my life here.
What's wrong with me? Right. What's wrong with me? Oh, snap. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? Well, I thought it was in a perfect world, and he had a change.
He mentioned he had some experience because he had been married, you know, a time or two. Okay. So he definitely learned from experiences that he went through.
Yeah. I mean, he had to make those mistakes. So he said, you know what? I'm not going to let other young men make that mistake. So I'm going to, guess what, step up and fix this. So, but our time's up, man. I'll praise the Most High. We got a little bit more on that topic. Because that's a heavy topic, I'm telling you. We're raising new men. And you know why it's so important for us? Because we see it here. When brothers coming off the street saying they know they Israel, they're coming in here, and we got to tell them, like, bro, your life is upside down. You're here 26, 30 years old, but you look like a, you're playing like a 17-year-old. I mean, you're still in your house. You're still with your mama. You're doing things financial, beneficial to you. You are destroying you, your person, your future, and most importantly, your nation. So we got to wake up as 12 tribes of Israel.
That's right.
So with that, we say shalom.
Most shalom, Christ Israel. Most High Christ bless. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.